trust nonverbal messages more than they trust words. The bad news is that your nonverbal communication is making statements about you all of the time, and some of these may be things you are trying to hide. The good thing is that properly and genuinely used, body language can specify what you couldn't potentially say out loud, in a way that really reaches other people. I'm competent. I really need your support. I like you. I really love you. Nonverbal communication isn't just about communication, though. What psychologists have realized over the past decade is that if you change your body language, you can actually change all kinds of things about your technique to life. You can, for instance, alter your mood before going to a celebration, produce a better feeling towards your partner, or feel more confident at work. And obviously, if your nonverbal communication truly moves, and you communicate in a different way with people around you, then they in turn will respond differently to you, so that the way you predict yourself to others will be shown back to you, in a neat, circular process. Words of warning. Since nonverbal communication is such a powerful tool, you really need to make sure when using it. So, before you begin, a few words of care. First, it is a myth that nonverbal communication enables you to read a person like a book. This theory, which was an attempt to alphabetize nonverbal communication by specifying a single gesture as having a single meaning, was originally stylish in the 60s. If people scratched their noses, that meant they were lying. It did not matter whether they were scratching as their nose itched, since they were nervous or as nose scratching was an essential routine in their subculture, they were still seen as lying. Nowadays, we know it's just not that simple. Nonverbal communication aspects differ in meaning and can be understood only in the setting of an individual's life situation. Second, using nonverbal communication effectively isn't about neglecting the words. Though we humans are apes, and a lot of the body language series we use comes straight from those developed by apes, we're nonetheless talking apes. For that reason, much of this book is about using nonverbal communication along with the words, to stress them, to elaborate on them, to control them, and even to oppose them. In order to be a very real body language expert, use your nonverbal abilities in addition to, not instead of, your verbal ones. Lastly, don't think that you can use body language to get others to do for you what you really want. People aren't that stupid. If you try applying nonverbal methods in order to manipulate a person into liking you, then obviously they're going to react to what you do. But they're going to also respond far more highly to those of your actions that reveal your manipulation. They will register, typically automatically, your incorrect smile, your moving eyes, your nervous stutter, and will act accordingly. So if you are expecting to be able to rule the whole world through nonverbal communication, you are going to be disappointed. Practice definitely makes perfect. How can you really use body language? The primary step is to develop your powers of observation, gathering as much knowledge as possible when you engage with others. Watching is the most apparent way and probably the channel through which you are going to gain most information. Listen, too, not so much to people's real words, but to the way those words are said, the way voices sound as people speak. Your other three senses, touch, odor, and taste, can also tell you an unexpected amount. The warmth and wetness of a colleague's handshake can give you important clues as to how confident he is about the meeting. A friend's body odor will actually move if she becomes terrified during a horror movie. A lover's taste will change as he ends up being excited. As you be more expert, you will be able to notice not only the more obvious macro clues, such as individuals' gestures or facial expressions. You will also have the ability to find the far more subtle and much more remarkable micro clues. So, although in the beginning you could find only the macro clue of someone's mad clenched fist, in time you will register the micro clue of their skin color change when they just start feeling inflamed. With practice, your proficiency of micro clues will let you understand, and even forecast, just how those around you are